Clubhouse the Hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich and Jennifer here with you. Dudley went to take a little nap. We're going to wake him up momentarily because we have Jewel coming up on the show to chat
so
with.
So excited. And
can't wait to chat with her. I know she loves talking
Maybe
to you.
Maybe she'll yodel for us.
She always yodels for us because I have it in the library of cool sounds. So I'm gonna play her yodel for her and see whether
yodel,
she
yodel,
likes
yodel.
It.
Can you
awesome.
Yodel?
I cannot. I wouldn't even. I probably could do something in the yodeling department, but I wouldn't even attempt it.
Do you want to hear a good joke?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Little old lady.
Little old lady who?
I didn't know you could yodel. You're welcome.
Little old lady.
You can do it.
All right. So all the silliness leads us to DougSteffens.com and our Facebook page at Facebook / Good Day Show. Check us out. We got What You Believe Goes On in Heaven, or Is There a Heaven, over at the Facebook page. And then over on the website. Today's poll is, yesterday's poll was Do You Believe in Heaven? And that went down 30% said yes, 21% said I think so. So that makes 51% of the people who say pretty much yeah. 15% said sometimes, I don't think so, said 16%. And the people who just think they're worm food, bang, 18%. There you go. You are just going to be potted plant food after you're gone.
That and today's poll about a Halloween costume, too. Do you dress up?
Do you?
I do.
You always
I love it. I usually have a Halloween party, although I don't know if I'm having one. But we asked that question also on our Facebook page. What were you going to dress up as for Halloween? We had some interesting responses from donkey to human being to dog to zombie.
I'm going to try and be the old man Ed Asner played in the animated movie Up.
I think that's really cute.
Yeah,
I think that's a great
fun.
Idea.
I saw it somewhere.
Some helium balloons.
Yeah,
you
have a sweater, gray hair, the chair on your back, and you're fine. You're done. And I can even carry a beer and a cup holder on the chair, so it'll be fun.
That's right.
Yeah, nothing like drinking a beer as you round the block with the kids in tow.
Hey, it's trick-or-treat for you, too. Actually, I'm going to start handing out beers in my house to the dads. Yeah. That'd be kind
of
cool.
It's like 2 years ago, a lot of the dads, they were just like, we've got this wagon. Should we put something in it? And, and the moms had a glass of wine. It was fun. It was a good time. So anyway, all right, so Jewel coming up here on Good Day. I got to go shake Dudley out of the bed and get him over to the studio. So it's 9 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Oh, we're going to help make your teeth look better as well. And then our friend Jay Kumar joins us at the end of the show.
Double your options during Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts and ties from Sean John, Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Designer suits from Lauren, Kenneth Cole New York, and Alfani. Buy one, get one free. Get fall's best looks at buy one, get one free savings right now at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Free item details in store.
You remember that one, don't you?
Yeah, I do. That was we did that at 33 past the hour. The last time Jewel was here, for whatever the reason, and I don't know why, frankly, maybe we'll have to get her if she remembers, or maybe Richie, you remember. Richie and Jennifer and Doug with Jewel.
The last time she was here, she could only be with us until about 8 or 9 past the hour.
Oh.
So we just had enough time to say hi. She yodeled for us, and that was it. And then
so how did it get to be 33 past the hour? That's one of the strange things about time and,
hi, Jewel.
And place. Hi, Jewel.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are well, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
That's good. You have established a wonderful reputation as being good at a lot of things. There are several things. You're a good singer. You're a good songwriter. You're a good actress. You're a good poet. You're a good painter. You're very philanthropical. And I wonder, as you think about it, you do interviews like this with folks, and they're always obviously trying to build you up. What is your sense of yourself? What does Jewel think of Jewel?
I feel blessed. I feel like my life exceeded any expectation I really honestly had for myself.
How did you
build? I didn't think I would get to live doing something I enjoy so much.
Why do you think you felt that? What was there about what you grew up around that led you to believe that you wouldn't? See, the reason I'm asking this is because I want you to be an example to people who say, I don't think I can do this. I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm whatever it is. you provide the inspiration to people who would have go, you know, down a, they go down, except for some kind of intervention, the road that you thought you were going to go down, but you didn't.
Yeah, and there's certainly those people that inspired me as well. You know, I should have been a statistic, I think, and I knew that at a young age.
You are. You're number one.
Yeah. Yeah, but I probably should have ended up really honestly in a gutter somewhere or, you know, in a dysfunctional relationship or, you know, addicted.
Why do you say that? Why?
Statistically, it's what happens when you're a child raised, you know, in an abusive situation that's usually passed on generationally. You know, it's hard to break those cycles and it's hard to break out. And I moved out when I was 15. That's a young age to be supporting yourself. And I was homeless when I was 18. And that usually doesn't work out very good.
No, it doesn't. But
I always just keep my chin up and I always kept working hard and trying to figure out how to be happy. A lot of people, we're not taught how to be happy unless you happen to be raised in a happy household. It really, I think a lot of it's a learned skill, and it doesn't just come. It's not a bird that lands on your shoulder and just stays with you the rest of your life. It takes planning. It takes trying to build a life. I liken it to building a house. You have to build a foundation. You have to put up the beams, and it takes work for you to get a house. It's a process, and so happiness is the same way, and that's how I've tried to approach my life. Am I doing things that are going to lead to happiness? Am I doing things that are going to lead to health? And that's kind of how I've gauged decisions in my life. And that, combined with luck and people helping, as well as hopefully talent, it's paid off.
How have you been able to achieve this happiness? Obviously, you've had a rough childhood, and you were able to get over it. How were you able to do this?
Oh, gosh, it's a process. It's really been a process. But the main thing is being determined. I was not going to be unhappy in my life. It just wasn't acceptable to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had to fight and scrabble and find ways of being happy and honestly finding examples and then trying to emulate those examples. And then, again, trying to make good decisions. You know, when it looked like I was getting signed to a record label, you know, you look at fame and how many people are happy that are famous? Mm-hmm. Honestly, not many.
No, they aren't.
And why is that? I think fame is sort of like this magnifying glass that adds fuel to whatever insecurities or neuroses that you already have. And I had plenty, you know, and that meant I really had to get to work handling those so that fame didn't destroy me. And also, it was for me moving away from the public eye, making lifestyle decisions that allowed me to be enough of a human that I could grow and change outside of the spotlight, that I could be honest about it, creating that kind of relationship with my fan base. Mm-hmm. It's no one thing, you know, it's a
number,
it's a many-faceted thing.
Yeah. The book is called That's What I Do. We have Jewel with us. You have a son.
I do.
And how much of your
and
son.
He is cute, too, by the way.
You are saying the right things.
Well, but,
oh, my
but
goodness.
How did this, I'm looking through the book. We have actually some of them that we're going to give away to some of our listeners. The artistry here, describe your thought process as you put together the words and as the pictures were added to this. You've got a story that any mother could read to, I'm tempted to read this on the air, but I'm not going to. I look at it and I think of Gather Ye Rosebuds While Ye May. And because that's really what this is. It is touching because we need to be touched literally and figuratively. Children need to be touched. They need to be loved. They need warmth and security. And the fact that you didn't have that and you ended up appreciating it and now teaching it to your son and helping others who perhaps need this lesson to be given license to just do what we naturally, instinctively want to do, but somehow or other society takes it away from us, Jewel, in so many circumstances.
Yeah, I do think it's important to, you know, like you say, kids want to be touched, and so do we as parents.
Yeah.
You know, that connection is so moving, and I really wanted to write something for my son that was a love letter to him that hopefully over years would help inspire his imagination through metaphor and teach about rhyming and those things later.
Yeah.
But I honestly wanted to make it as a keepsake, something that he knew I wrote him as a love letter, and I wanted to share that with parents and give that to parents so that they could share that with their children that may not, you know, be writers, but still feel those feelings. poetry and metaphor really touched me at a very young age, and mm-hmm. I wanted this to be a poetic lyric, a poetic book, instead of just so literal, which was interesting to get it illustrated. I was very curious how Amy Jo Bates would illustrate, and I was very, very pleased. They're such beautiful drawings.
How did you find her?
I looked through several illustrators and just felt that her style really matched, and then just let her do her thing.
If I had the sun, I'd put yellow in a brush and paint you a portrait that you could feel and touch. The sun would hit your face from my picture filled with light, and as darkness came, that canvas would fill up with night.
That's very sweet.
Right, yeah, it's sweet. Let Richie play a little of the song that comes from this. The book again, That's What I Do. Jewel sings a song that she wrote. And when you get the book, when you go to the bookstores and get the book, you'll find the CD inside of it. Just a little touch of this, Rich.
If I owned the sky, I'd tell you what I'd do. Gather up the clouds and leave only the blue. If I had the sun, I'd put yellow in a brush and paint you a portrait that you could feel and touch. The sun would hit your face from my picture filled with light, and as darkness came, that canvas would fill up with night. That's what I'd do.
She sings a lot better than I read it.
No kidding.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right, exactly. So, what else can you do or are you doing with your son that teaches him the love that's necessary and to maybe be able to understand as he grows up that he needs to give it as well as receive it?
Hopefully a lot of it's by example. You know, my husband, you know, says that a lot, and I really think he's right. You know, he learned what the best things from his parents really by example. You know, often we learn the worst things that way as well.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So just shake it off.
Yeah, I think hopefully being a good example. My life's really changed having him. You know, I'm so blessed that I became successful in the music field, and it gave me the freedom and the liberty to enjoy this time as a new mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really took it, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't toured. I haven't hardly done any public appearances, you know, perhaps to the detriment of a career. I have no idea.
Well, but will you? Do you see yourself after he's a little older trying to go back?
Yeah, I'll probably tour a little. I think it'd be fun to have him on the tour bus and you know, you can hang out all day with him and do shows at night.
I remember our conversation, I think, before, because I know you live on a working ranch in Stephenville, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very, very close to the president of, excuse me, the Texas A&M College that's there. And somehow or other, I think I said to you and to him separately, I'd like to have the two of you just, I'd like to come down there sometime and just do something, do a broadcast and have you co-host from the radio station on the college campus. Maybe we ought to try to arrange that.
I would love that.
You bring
a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would.
Yes, a nice little ranching town, a great place, I think, for a child.
It's a neat town. Not that you'd expect to find it, actually, where it is. Jewel, you're our, people say it all the time, but Jewel, the new picture book and CD, That's What I Do. Thank you for being here and good day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That's easy.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Have a good day program with a focus now on your dental health and well-being. Dr. Martin Ginniger has been a dental university professor, a leading oral health researcher at some of the world's largest companies. He knows that your beautiful smile speaks a thousand words and creates that wonderful lasting impression that we all like. And this knowledge has inspired him to create a product that we've been talking about on the air for the past month or so. And that product is Power Swabs. Dr. Ginniger, good to have you on. Good day. I guess the wonder here all people have, they have a lot of promotional things. You see television ads all the time for whitening toothpastes, that sort of thing. How do they work, or do they?
Well, first of all, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. Talking about whitening toothpaste, I think your audience would be very surprised to find out, actually, that they're really isn't any whitening ingredient in whitening toothpaste. Really, yesterday's tartar control toothpaste is today's whitening toothpaste.
Really?
All that's really done with whitening toothpaste typically is we switch out the abrasive system from kind of a medium grit sandpaper, and we we use a finer grit of sand within the toothpaste, and that's what makes it a whitening toothpaste with the hopes of polishing your teeth with finer grit sand.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the problem as presented here. You get older, you look a little older, yellow teeth. I've said on the air that it appears that coffee, tea, smoking, what you eat, does that impact? Really, was I right when I said that sort of is what causes it?
A lot of it is caused by what you eat, coffee, smoking, all that does impact. But also the fact that you're using this very abrasive toothpaste does impact as well, wears away the enamel. And underneath, people would be surprised to know that right underneath their translucent white enamel is yellow dentin. So as time goes by using these abrasive toothpaste, the enamel is worn away, and you see more of the underlying yellow dentin. So it's a combination.
I tried these trays. I got one of those things, the kits that you stick. It's kind of like when you make an impression of your teeth at the dentist. You stick it up there and you leave it there for an hour. Horrible taste, and I'm not sure it did anything. What's in that stuff?
Well, what's in that stuff is a very thick gel with bleach. And the problem with all the products that are on the market today is that they're in this thick gel, and this thick gel draws water out of the teeth, and that's what causes the sensitivity reaction. And they only contain bleach. Mm-hmm. So, and bleach, your audience would be surprised to find out, bleach has no ability actually to remove any stain. Bleach can only lighten stain on its own.
And it can't be good for you. I mean, putting bleach in your mouth, how's that good for you?
Well, hopefully you're not swallowing too much of it because it isn't exactly the healthiest.
All right, we're having a conversation with Dr. Martin Ginniger, who put together these power swabs. So what's in the compound, or maybe more importantly, how do you get it to work? It's 2 minutes on your teeth, 5 minutes you got white teeth. How's that happen?
Well, in 5 minutes, you do begin to see a noticeable difference. You will see approximately a 2-shade difference within 5 minutes, and you continue to use the product for 7 days, you'll see a terrific result. The reason why power swabs work so wonderfully, and believe me, it took a lot of time for me to figure this out, is number one, it is a swab. So the fact that you're actually rubbing something onto your teeth instead of just letting it lay there in a tray or a strip, that makes a huge difference. Think about if you put like soap on your hand and you just let it lay there as opposed to rubbing it together, your hands together, that's why it works. Or a washing machine that has an agitator. You just don't let it just sit there. You need some action to make things work. And the big difference in power swabs is that it contains these vegetable-based detergents, and these detergents work with the slight amount of bleach that we put in there to help lift the stains off. That's how the whole rest of the world whitens things. Think of your laundry again. You put your laundry into the washing machine. You just don't use bleach alone. If you did use bleach alone, it wouldn't be very effective. It would take a very long time. But the fact that you're using detergents plus bleach, you know, adding those detergents in, only detergents have the ability to actually lift off stains. Again, bleach alone has no ability to remove stains. It just slightly lightens stains over time. You really need that combination.
It's a very interesting combination. A vegetable-based detergent to remove the stains off your teeth. So if you're interested in trying this product out, you got the option of using power swabs, the only whitening system that uses this patented vegetable detergent to remove the stains off your teeth so they stay white longer. Perfect for your teeth. Best part about power swabs, it works in 5 minutes. Call now for your risk-free supply, 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Power swabs, risk-free, 800-865-7602. Use it on anything. Caps, crowns, veneers, 800-865-7602. Thank you, Dr. Martin Ginniger, the inventor of power swabs.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day Beyond Good Day experience. Joining us now is Dr. Jay Kumar, who is a well-known professor of understanding and life. How do you like that, Jay?
I like that. It's a great
professor of understanding and life. So I have something I want to share with all of you that may set a tone, and one of the things about Jay being here is that there is definitively a tone. If you want to check out what he's all about, you go to Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, Dr. Jay Kumar. But if you just put in Jay Kumar, you're going to get to the same place. This was sent to me by a fellow named Jim, who I know fairly well, and I wouldn't have thought he was a sensitive guy, particularly. But this gave me...
More the Cro-Magnon type, like myself.
Well...
Big forehead, knuckles dragging, the whole thing.
Yeah, he's maybe not as bad as you, but okay. Fairly close.
Bonk, woman, ugh.
Right. And what he wants us to think about through this is what happens if we are not here tomorrow.
Mm.
One day a woman's husband died, and on that clear, cold morning, in the warmth of their bedroom, the wife was struck with the pain of learning that sometimes there isn't any more. No more hugs, no more special moments to celebrate together, no more phone calls, no more chats, no more just a minute. Sometimes what we all care about most gets all used up and goes away, never to return before we say goodbye or say I love you. So while you have the opportunity, isn't it best to care for, fix, whatever it is that's broken, needs to be healed, fix it when it's sick and fix it when it needs to be healed. Isn't this true for marriage, for children with bad report cards?
The people you love in your life. You know, I want to share a personal story, and this is Doug. What you just mentioned kind of sparked a personal event that happened to me just this past week.
Mm-hmm.
I actually suddenly a very dear friend, he was a mentor, he was a really beloved friend, and a colleague of mine in my department where I teach my university,
right,
all of a sudden passed away, stage 4 melanoma.
Mm.
It was this tragic event, and he was diagnosed probably in July, yeah, and within a month.
That stuff will literally eat you up.
It will.
Stuff.
And if all of you know about stage 4 melanoma, it's just a really pervasive and vicious form of cancer. And it was just one of these things where I saw him, you know, at the end of the school semester back in May. He's like, hey, you know, Marv, have a great summer. I'll catch you in the fall, that kind of stuff. And I got an email from my department chair saying, we have reported sad news. Dr. Marv, you know, our friend, beloved colleague, Marv passed away. And it was just this shock. And it underscores this really crucial point that you just made, Doug, in that beautiful note that you just read, is that we tend to forget what really is of important value in our life. You know, we're so focused in our world about investments and money and, you know, just all aspects of accumulation and wealth. And there are other forms of abundance that are all around us that we don't always think about. The biggest form of abundance that we have are the people in our lives that we care about the most, our family and our friends. You know, and Jennifer, you kind of were talking about this in the break also about, you know, your mom had a really unfortunate experience last night. You know, I know she got robbed, and it's really tragic. But what that underscores, you know, all these events I'm talking about is that these are the circumstances in our life that are really of true value are the people who we love, like our family, our friends, our children, our pets. Taking these things for granted is really a problem. And it, as you just said, Doug, it's sometimes we forget how important, you know, just a hug can be, saying I love you to someone you care about, appreciating what your children do, you know, or just giving a random stranger on the street a smile. These are the things that really bring abundance in the world.
And so why is it that people have such a hard time coming around to understanding this? The families that are so angry with one another that they don't speak to each other. I don't get that. And I think it's on both sides. One side can make the first move. You know, how many brother-in-law and sister-in-law stories do you hear? Mother-in-law stories.
Yeah.
You know, all of these things, and that it festers between couples or between siblings. And then I think about Edgar. I had, for whatever the reason, you know the story, for those of you who may not remember the name Edgar. Edgar was my best friend and on the farm for the last 18 years, helped me to get to where we are on the farm. He was the eyes, the ears, he was pretty much everything, and he died suddenly. That's even blows my mind when I think about it. He died July 3rd. Mm-hmm. And I think about him every day. As a matter of fact, with some of the kids that are working on the farm, when we run into trouble, I look at the sky and I yell, I scream,
mm-hmm,
Edgar!
Mm-hmm.
And I do it because that part of it is fun. But, you know, the last conversation we had was about a problem we were having with one of the calves, and he had the number, the tag in his hand of a cow that we needed to track down as well. And he and I rarely ever said hello to each other or goodbye to each other. Mm-hmm. I don't do that much with people, generally speaking, anyway. I don't do it on the phone. But it was always one continuing conversation. Mm-hmm. And it always was based on what would be aimed at a good outcome. So I have no regrets about Edgar, except that he's not here. That's right. I don't have any regrets about anything we ever said to each other, about anything that we ever worked on together, but I am sad because I can't have those continuing conversations. And right, hey, that's part of this.
It really emphasizes, Doug, you know, not only the fragility and how precious life
right.
is, but short
I mean, who
life
would have thought this guy at 65, who had looked like he was a rugged farm guy, I mean, he had his issues with aches and pains and stuff and you know, body problems that came from a long life of working hard physically. But to see him that at 8 o'clock at night, and have him go home in his truck, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, the guy's dead.
Yeah. You know, I want to get back to something you said earlier, Doug, about how we go through our lives holding on to animosity, anger, and hatred towards people that, you know, we really should care about. There's a really nice...
Or at least be benign and not get the energy, because the energy hurts you. One guy, here, I'm going to tell you a quick story. Richie may remember this. There was a guy who called me. I'd said something on the air. I don't remember what it was. I took some position. This guy was so angry at me. He called, and I thought he was going to burst a blood vessel. He was so angry. And at the end of the story, he's trying to make me, you know, out to be something and really get me angry. And I said nothing. I just let him go. And at the end of the conversation, I said to him, "How do you feel?" He says, "I'm really angry." I said, "Well, you've hurt nobody in this circumstance. This conversation has been hurt but you. Do you know what all that physical anger, what that tone that you just presented has done to your body in the last 4 or 5 minutes? You realize you're the person who's been hurt?"
Yeah.
And he starts again on me, and so...
What you just said, Doug, there's a great quote by in the Eastern philosophy tradition by the Buddha who says, holding on to anger is like holding on to a hot stone. In the intention to hurl it at someone else, you burn yourself.
Yep.
And there's a whole neurobiology about anger and just what we call negative emotions. And we actually now know from neuroscience and mind-body medicine, when you hold on to consistent levels of anger or hatred or vengeance, these emotional qualities have now been shown to physically impact your body and have a deleterious effect on your immune system. This is really remarkable. I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to share this with you because it's so fascinating. The human body, actually the human heart, we were just found in the past like 5-10 years, actually produces the largest electromagnetic field in the entire body, more so than the brain. And so your heart literally emits this wave of energy outwards, which we now can quantify and measure it through science. What we're now showing is, or what we're now seeing, is that people who consistently have these emotions, who hold on to these emotions of anger and hatred, jealousy, or even think about negative thoughts consistently throughout their day, this energy field in the heart actually becomes less stable. Mm-hmm. It becomes less coherent. Versus when you hold on to emotions of love, gratitude, compassion, this energy field around your heart becomes more cohesive and stronger. And why this is so important, here's like the key piece. The connection is the more coherent this energy wave is around your heart, there's a whole new field of medicine called psychoneuroimmunology. Psycho meaning the mind, neuro meaning the brain, and immunology being the immune system. Psychoneuroimmunology now shows that when this wave around your heart is more coherent, this promotes a stronger immune system, which helps you live longer.
And that's, you hear me, how many times a day do I talk about the immune system and the practicality of making sure it's tuned up and strong? Because then you don't have problems with West Nile virus or any of these flus or most diseases, inflammations come about as a result of your body being out of balance.
Precisely. You know, you hit the nail right on the head, Doug. You know, one of the things I advocate in my clients and in my teaching as a professor is this idea that the mind, the body, and the heart are all interconnected. And now we have, not just from a spiritual perspective, but from the scientific perspective, we now know that our thoughts, our emotions have a very strong impact on how we choose to live, how we choose to heal, and how we choose to be. And so getting back to what we were just saying earlier, about anger versus, you know, love and compassion, I actually would love for everyone here, all of us and everyone listening today, to do an exercise a gratitude exercise or a forgiveness exercise. If there's someone in your life that you feel animosity towards, that you're holding an anger issue towards, or you have any sort of emotional issue with, I challenge you, and I really, you know, say this, I challenge you to choose to maybe just, with that, maybe just in your mind, forgive that person. You may not have to express it right away to that person, but in your mind, can you just shift that energy to gratitude and compassion to a situation in your life or to a person in your life? The other exercise that you can do, if that's a little more challenging, is just to say to someone, whether it's to a family member, to a loved one, to someone that you really care about in your life, tell that person how much you mean to them, how much they mean to you. Mm-hmm. Just little things like these, you know, small exercises you can start doing, but after a while, they begin to build up. Like anything we do, whether it's a physical exercise, we know we do what are called cognitive exercises. This is a cognitive exercise you can do for your brain to begin to express feelings of gratitude and compassion to people or situations in your life that you know are of value. And what this does, eventually, it begins to build a more coherent connection between the mind, the body, and the immune system.
I would like to suggest one thing further.
Sure.
And that is, if you're having a hard time getting yourself into a place where you can do that, think about, I'm blessed on the farm with lots of great images, and so I think about the garden that we have, for example, mm-hmm. here on the farm. If you were able to go out there, spend just a few minutes, no matter what your tone prior to getting into it, you go out, there's a sort of like picnic bench in front of it, sit there, watch things like the hummingbirds that come into these great big, they're tremendous sunflowers out there now. So the hummingbirds that come in, they roll around. Sometimes you watch them chase a bug around, that kind of stuff. We've walked from the barn to the house in the moonlight, and you look at the garden. I mean, there is this kind of imagery that is extraordinarily beautiful and helpful in setting your mind. You have to shut it down. You have to change its gear.
Right.
So, and there are a lot of things online you can look at, great photography. If you can't, you don't have a garden of your own, then you go,
go to
the internet and you find the imagery there. I mean, even go to eastleyfarm.com, my farm website, and see some of the images of the animals and the people and the beauty that comes about as a result of children mostly finding out about things that they never knew anything about before. And then from that, you go to the place where you need to be to put into gear this other exercise that we're talking about.
It's all about taking incremental steps. So, you know, if what we just said, what I just said might be too challenging, what Doug, you just mentioned, is fantastic. Just hold the vision in your mind or do something which is very simple that cultivates the emotional quality of gratitude, you know, and just this energy of just abundance, whatever that might be. That's the most important thing. I don't know if we have time to do this, but if I'm wondering, you know, for Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and Doug and you and I, what's one thing you can do today that can help you cultivate a sense of gratitude in your life?
I don't think we have time.
Okay.
Let's save it for next time. Dr. Jay Kumar with the next step into what we discuss when he visits with us again next week. Dr. Jay Kumar, KUMAR.com. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-424-9130. That's 1-800-424-9130.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Another big night. This time it's the vice presidential debate, and there's a lot at stake again. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with yet another presidential poll that once again shows a post-debate bounce for Mitt Romney. The latest Reuters-Ipsos tracking poll of more than 1,000 likely voters shows Mitt Romney now leading President Obama 45-44%, which is well within the margin of error. So that makes tonight's vice presidential debate in Danville, Kentucky, even more important given the closeness of this race. Pre-debate analysis now from the director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics, Larry Sabato, who says both men have something to prove tonight, starting with Vice President Joe Biden.
He has to live down his boss's performance in Denver, whereas Paul Ryan has to live up to his boss's performance in Denver. So the pressure is really on both of them.
As far as what we can expect in terms of styles, Sabato says there are differences here.
They have very different styles. This is really going to be a combination of hot and cold. And will we get the porridge just right as a result? We'll have to tune in and see.
And one more note concerning Vice President Biden. Sabato says more than a few people will be watching tonight to see if he makes some sort of verbal blunder, a gaffe watch, if you will.
There's a long, long list of Biden gaffes, and we want to see whether he adds to it. The other thing that I think is a danger for Biden is that he could become too aggressive in the debate.
There you go. It's Vice President Biden versus Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan, a debate that will cover both foreign and domestic issues. It should be interesting. Now, Here's something else that will matter to you.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
On Wall Street, stocks were down for a third straight session yesterday. The Dow off by triple digits, a 129-point drop to 13,345. S&P fell 9, NASDAQ off by 13. Oil prices down, $1.14 a barrel, settling at $91.25. If you like cereal for breakfast or any time, go ahead and pour a bowl. But before you put a spoon in and start eating, we need to tell you about... Hey, put the spoon down. Kellogg has decided to recall millions of boxes of its mini wheat cereal over concerns about potential contamination from pieces of metal mesh. Kellogg says 2.8 million packages of frosted mini wheats bite-size original and mini wheats unfrosted bite-size cereal are being pulled from store shelves. Company officials blame the possible contamination on a faulty manufacturing part and say while contamination is unlikely, they are recalling the cereal under an abundance of caution. No injuries linked to the cereal have been reported. Closing notes. First, the passing of former pro football player turned actor Alex Karras, who died yesterday at the age of 77. Karras, a four-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions. Years later, he was the dad in the TV sitcom Webster. Along the way, there were some memorable movie roles, including Mungo in Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles.
Mungo only pawn. In Game of Life.
Yes, Mungo, only pawn in Game of Life. And remember, don't shoot Mungo. It'll only make him mad. And finally, a big night in Manhattan, New York City tonight. Radio City Music Hall. The brothers are back. Yep, we're talking about the Jonas Brothers. After 3 years, the three siblings return to the stage with a one-night-only engagement at Radio City tonight. They have a new album coming out along with a concert tour, all of which you would already know if you watched the reality show Married to Jonas, featuring the newly married life of Kevin Jonas and his wife Dani, or Danielle. Sure, you can get a mistaken impression of things from the way any reality show is edited, but in Married to Jonas, it's clear that no one on the show, other than the Jonas Brothers themselves, seem to have any discernible skills other than to spend the Jonas Brothers' money. One of my daughters is a big fan of the Jonases and the new show, so I better stop right here. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.